Martin Luther once said, "All the world thinks that God is the poorest and most dull-witted student there ever was. If he would just listen to us, then all would be well." I don't know if you've ever felt quite that strongly about it, but maybe you have grown impatient and frustrated with God because no matter how much you prayed, God didn't seem to be taking your advice. How specific should we be when we pray? It's interesting to think about that question in light of this experiment that we're looking at this week. On the one hand, you could say that it's very specific. The prophets of Baal had their altar, Elijah had his altar. Whichever God sent down fire to consume the sacrifice on the altar, that was the true God. That's pretty specific. But it's interesting to note that when it came time for Elijah to pray to the Lord, he wasn't that specific at all. He didn't dictate to God exactly what he needed to do. He simply said this, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so that these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again." How general is that prayer? Couldn't we say that very same thing no matter what issue we might be dealing with? Lord, however you decide to work this out, demonstrate that you are who you say you are. Demonstrate that you are God and lead people to know that you are God. See, the beauty of bringing our issues to God and sort of leaving the specifics up to him is that it turns out God knows a tad bit more about the situation than we do. He sees the entire picture, not just of our lives, but of the lives of everyone around us, and he knows how to handle each situation the best. We see this perfectly on display in the life of our Savior Jesus. When he prayed to his Father in heaven the night before he died, he came with some specifics. He wanted, if at all possible, to avoid the agonizing suffering that he knew was ahead of him, and yet at the end of that prayer he said, "Not my will, but your will be done." You see, prayer is an opportunity not for us to get God to bend his will to conform with ours. Really, it's an opportunity for us to bend our will to conform with his. There's a Christian author who likes to put it this way. He says, "God is going to give you exactly what you ask for in prayer. Or he's going to give you what you would have asked for if you knew everything that he knows." The beauty of bringing our issues to God and leaving the specifics up to him is that no matter how God decides to answer our prayers, that prayer of Elijah will be answered. He will show that he is God, and he will show that he is good.